Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do 5 times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Quiz of Your Life. Our guest this week is Jay Flynn from the virtual pub quiz. Jay likes to build Lego. He likes to eat chips. He was once in Casualty. He also really likes to visit London. When was the last time you were down our way, Jay?
A long, long time. I think it's about 2 years since I've been back home.
Wow.
And I miss it because there's a couple of really lovely places that I go to when I'm there, my own sort of personal space, my own bench that I was in. But there's a couple of other lovely places that I just love to go and sit and watch the world go by. And I've not been down for a couple of years. I try to get down once a year, but hopefully soon, very soon.
Yeah. So this time around, we have 12 questions, Lucy, based on your life. And you've had about 9 lives, so let's see what we got in here.
I've forgotten about this, but let's go.
Okay. Question number one. Horatio Nelson is from your hometown of Wimbledon. On which French Mediterranean island did he lose an eye?
Ooh.
Did you know he was from Wimbledon?
Yeah, a lot of the places around there are named after him. The Emma Hamilton pub, which was one of his partners and stuff like that.
Wow, I did not know that. That's lovely.
There's loads and loads of references around there. It's quite a history around there.
Do they have sort of references to where he lost his eye around?
No, unfortunately not. There's not a big signpost going, this is where I lost. I'm going to say...
On which French Mediterranean island did he lose an eye?
The only one I can think of out there is Sicily.
It's Corsica, Jay, but lovely guess. The correct answer is Corsica, where Horatio Nelson lost an eye. Question number two. Growing up, Jay, you wanted to be a train driver.
Yes.
So can you tell me which UK railway station is also home to the National Railway Museum?
It is in York.
Correct.
Yes.
I love it when you get it right. Just knew that one. Question number three. Your first gig was at a blues festival in South London featuring the original bassist of Fleetwood Mac. What a gig. But can you tell me who was the original frontman for Fleetwood Mac who passed away in July 2020?
I can, and to be honest, when I heard the news, I was devastated. Yeah. Sorry, as my mum, I grew up on Fleetwood Mac. It was Peter Green.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, God, that was so recent. I forgot that was that recent. Question number four. Jay, you were once mistaken for David Tennant by just a couple, just a few Japanese tourists. But it counts.
It was very dark.
The question is, who starred alongside David Tennant in his 2020 TV pandemic production called Staged? On the BBC, I did enjoy this.
I think, because I've not watched it yet, but it is on my list to watch, I think it's Michael Sheen.
It is Michael Sheen, correct. It's good. I mean, it looks interesting. They filmed it entirely like on their recording equipment, like laptops and mics. So just what a way to show exactly how everything is right now. I think that's great.
Brilliant idea.
So question number five in the quiz of your life, Jay Flynn. Your hero is Jenson Button. God, you do love Formula One, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
In what year did Jenson win the Formula One World Championship?
So Lewis missed out on it in 2007, won it in 2008. So it would have been for Braun GP in 2009.
Absolutely correct. The correct answer, 2009. Question number six, Jay, the soundtrack to your life and your favourite film is The Greatest Showman. Can you tell me which song performed by the bearded lady was nominated for an Oscar?
Worryingly, I've tried this on karaoke as well. Not very well, but I've tried it. It is This Is Me.
How did that go?
Awful.
It's a big old song.
Some of the others weren't too bad, but this is what happens when, you know, we were allowed to go into pubs and I'd had, well, at the time I was actually running the pub and it was my night off and everyone said, do you want to try it? I'm like, yeah, why not? I've got nothing else to do. And yeah.
Belted it out. It won't be doing it again. Correct answer. This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. Question number seven. You're a huge fan of Tottenham Hotspur.
I am.
Who currently wears the number 9 shirt in the squad?
Oh, I didn't think we had a number 9 at the moment. Oh, of course it is. It'll be Gareth Bale.
Correct answer is, of course, Gareth Bale. Lovely Gareth Bale with that lovely face of his. Question number 8. Your favourite holiday was your honeymoon, Jay, in Tenerife. The Canary Islands belong to Spain, but what country are they closest to geographically?
Ooh. So it's the west coast of Africa. And I can't think which one it is.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to have to say South Africa because I know it's the west coast of Africa. I know that's where it's closest to, but no, I can't think off the top of my head.
It's actually a little bit more north. The correct answer is Morocco. Question number 9. Jay, your first job was at McDonald's. What is the most popular item sold at McDonald's? It's an individual item.
I'd say the Big Mac.
Oh, is that what you felt you were? Can you remember what was felt very popular when you were working there? Did you feel like, God, everyone's always ordering a bloody Big Mac?
This was 1998 to 2000. I used to do like the 6 till 2 shifts, so I was mainly on breakfast and stuff. But yeah, Big Macs always seemed to be popular, but it was a much simpler menu then. It was burgers, Big Macs, quarter pounders and fillet of fish, and that's it.
Oh, I miss... So. God, I'm hungry now. I love McDonald's. Big Macs number 2. French fries are number 1.
Ah.
Unbelievably. Question number 10, your first final questions on the quiz of your life, Jay Flynn. Your favourite book is Dark Winter by Andy McNab, the 6th instalment of his Nick Stone Missions series. For 1 point, can you name any other Nick Stone mission book? And we got a lot here.
And it's the only Nick Stone book I've read, and there is a big reason why it's my favourite book. Strike something or other. Strike Point.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say they are quite weirdly named. So it's not that weird, but it's actually not on my list, Strike Point. We have Remote Control, Crisis 4, Firewall, Last Light, Liberation Day, Dark Winter, Deep Black, Aggressor, Recoil, Crossfire. I mean, the list goes on, you get it. Silencer, Line of Fire. He stays on a theme.
Yeah.
Question number 11. One day you hope to be given the opportunity to drive a Formula One car. I want that for you as well now. For 2 points, can you name 2 circuits to have hosted an official British Grand Prix, apart from Silverstone?
Oh, apart from Silverstone.
This is right up your street, Jay.
I'll go with the obvious one first, which would be Brands Hatch.
Absolutely. 1964 is the date that the first Grand Prix was held there.
Now, I've got 2, and I think one of them, although it hosted a race, I don't think it was classed as a British Grand Prix. But then the other one's a horse racing track, but I'm sure it had racing at it. So I'm going to flip a coin. I'm just going to stick with Donington Park.
Oh, it's not on my list.
That's the one that...
What were you going to say instead of what was on the side of your coin?
I was going to say Aintree.
And that I have.
Yeah.
1955. Donington Park, it has hosted like major trophies and races, but it's never actually held an official British Grand Prix.
No, I think it might have done a European one years and years ago, which is what I got confused with.
Okay. But, you still know your onions. Don't you worry. And then, of course, there's one more. Brooklands, 1926. Okay, Jay, I feel like I know you so much. And now I know that you're a huge fan of Lego.
Yes.
So your last question, we're just doing all Lego sets questions, okay? You own the Tower Bridge set, which is the 3rd largest landmark set in the Lego world. It's 4,287 pieces.
Yeah.
goodness. So for 3 points, can you name three of the other top five landmark sets? And that's according to the number of pieces in them. This is all for Lego. So you've got Tower Bridge.
For the largest amount of pieces. So I'd say the Colosseum.
That's number one, Jay. 9,036 pieces. That was only released last year in November. Are you looking to get that?
I don't think I've got enough time to be 9,000. The Tower Bridge took nearly 3 weeks to build. Big Ben?
Big Ben I have. Number four, 4,163. And can you do one more, do you think?
What are the other ones they've done? I can't think of any other that they've done.
Okay.
I've missed these. No, I can't think of any of
them. They unbelievably have the Taj Mahal, number two, which is 5,293 pieces. I mean, that is just extraordinary. And then we have Disney Castle at five and Old Trafford at six.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe you can build Old Trafford? I love that. Okay, Jay Flynn, 9 points. Well done, my friend.
I'll take that.
Good. I'm giving it to you. We'll talk you through them after this break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do, and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Nine points scored today, Jay, and 34 scored so far across the week with 1 day left to go. You're doing good. Doing good. I want to talk to you a little bit about your early life, because obviously we've touched upon some of the different experiences you had, but you were homeless for quite a while in London, weren't you?
Yeah, I made home on Victoria Embankment. So I called my bench number 3, Riverside View, Victoria Embankment. And I woke up every morning to a view of, you know, London skyline. People paid millions for that kind of view that I woke up to every morning. And yeah. But I was there for 2 years, and I look back on it now sort of in a fonder way, but it wasn't at the time. Not talking to anyone for nearly 2 years is something that I wouldn't want on my worst enemy. We're social creatures, aren't we? We want to talk to everyone, and we want to have a chat with everyone, and we want to know what's going on. And, you know, I spent 2 years talking to myself, basically.
Yeah, it's incredibly, incredibly isolating, isn't it, that kind of experience? And I think, I don't know, it's just incredibly hard. So, it's exciting where your life has taken you, I think. I mean, it's quite an extraordinary turn of events. Did you have any sort of plan, or did you just keep going?
For me, it was just keep going. And I mean, there were some very dark moments, but it was just keep going. And in my eyes, you know, the odds had to change at some point. Something had to happen that it took me on a path either way. And thankfully, a homeless charity based in central London, Connection St. Martin's, discovered me where I was, said they'd have found me a lot sooner if they'd thought that someone was stupid enough to sleep where I slept every night. But they didn't check that, because they didn't think anyone would sleep that openly.
Right.
And they rebuilt me from a shell of a person and put me on the road to the person that I am today.
That's fantastic. I mean, and, you know, thank you so much, Jay, for bringing so much love and, like, entertainment into everyone's homes over this incredibly difficult time. I'm sure a lot of people resonate with what you've been doing. So I think it's great. And I just want to ask you one question. Do you have your Tower Bridge Lego set up to remind you of your beautiful view?
I do. It's it used to be sort of tucked away in the living room, and now we've moved some things around, so it's on top of the wardrobe. So every morning I wake up,
and you still got your view. I love that.
It's still there.
Thank you, Lego, for bringing that into your life.
Yeah.
Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Quiz Chat Repeat. It's time for everyone at home to have your final connector question of the week. So here you go. Which planet is fourth furthest from the sun? Which planet is fourth furthest from the sun? Jay, do you know?
I think I do.
Okay, keep it yourself. The answer will have a connection to the previous ones from earlier this week, and we'll be back tomorrow to reveal exactly what it is. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.